Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Tov Lamed. We are on the top of page Gimel, which is the page following page number 4. The Mechaber says in Simen Tov Lamed, Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach Korin Oso Shabbos HaGodol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGodol, Mipnei HaNeishen Asabo, because of the miracle that happened in it. The Ramos says, "V'haminag lomar b'mincha ha'agoda mitchilas avodem hayinu ad l'chaper al kol avonoseinu uposkim lomar barachin afshi." And the minog is to say at mincha of Shabbos Agado the Hagada from avodem hayinu till l'chaper al kol avonoseinu, and we stop saying barachin afshi by mincha on Shabbos. So says the Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph b'pnei anes. So we call it Shabbos HaGodol because of the Nes. Shebashona sheyotzu mimitzrayim, the year that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, hoya asar of Nisan biyom Shabbos, the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos, v'lochu kol echad miYisrael selu pischo. And that's the day you take your Korban Pesach, so everyone took their seh for the Korban Pesach, uksharu bekari amita, and they tied the Pesach to the bedposts. Kemo shekosu, like the Pasuk says, v'asar lachodesh hazeh v'ichu lahem ish selu beis avos. The Mitzrim saw what the Yidim were doing, and they asked them, "What's going on over here?" The Yeshiva and the Jews answered, "L'shachto l'shem pesach b'mitzvah Hashem alinu, that we are going to shachte l'shem the Karan Pesach based on how Hashem commanded us." V'hoyu shineim keos al shasholten es Eloheihem, and the Goyim, the Mitzrim, their teeth were dulled over the fact that they were shechting their gods. V'lo hayu rashoin lomer lahem dover, and they were not allowed to respond anything. Umipnei sha'oz hoya asiri b'chodesh b'shabbos, and because that year the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos, al kein kavu likro Shabbos lefnei Pesach l'olam Shabbos agodol. So therefore, since this Nes happened on the 10th of Nisan, which that year was Shabbos, so we call every year the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos agodol. There is a very big question over here. We always go by the day of the month, and we don't usually go by the day of the week. Why here, but after the day of the week? We'll see that in a moment. Let's first finish the Mishabura. Sevkotan days. The Ramos said the minog is to say over at Mincha of Shabbos HaGadol the Haggadah, Lefi Shehoysa Bo Hascholas HaGula V'anisim. Because again, that was the beginning of the redemption and the miracles. V'afilu Imchol Shabbos HaGadol Be'er Pesach. And even if Shabbos HaGadol falls on Er Pesach, V'oz Dorshin B'Shabbos HaKodem, and the Drusha is going to be the Shabbos before, but still, on Shabbos HaGadol, Er Pesach, we will say the Haggadah. So before we get to a couple of interesting notes, we have to run to the Bir Halacha. Devar Maskel B'Mincha Agoda, and he brings down B'Shem the Gra. B'Shem HaGra Kosvo Shelo Hayanoi Bazeh. The Gra was knowing not to say the Haggadah by Shabbos Agodo. Mishum De'isa V'Haggadah, because it's brought down in Haggadah, Yochom Mibod Yom. And therefore we see that it should not be any time before Lel HaSeder. So that is the Gra who did not follow this Minog that the Ramah brings down. Let's see note number one. So the note says, Tam Nosav Kasva Tosas. The Tosas on Shabbos brings a different reason describing what the Nes was. Mishum Nes Godol Acher Shanase Bizman Shalochu B'nei Yisrael as B'schayim. Tosas says it was actually a different Nes Godol that happened when B'nei Yisrael took their Karan Pesach. Like the Medrash brings down, when the Jews took their Korban Pesach, so the firstborn of the Goyim gathered Eitzel Yidin, near the Yidin, and they asked them, "What are you doing?" So Amru Lehem, and they said, "Zeva Pesach Hul Hashem, Sheyeharog Bechorim Mitzrayim." This is the Korban Pesach to Hashem, who's going to kill the firstborn of the Mitzrim. And these were the firstborn. They were not very happy about that report. So holchu eitzel avosem. They went to their fathers, v'el paru, and they went to paru, levakesh mimenu sheyishlechu es Yisrael, that he should send out Klal Yisrael. V'lo rotzu, the fathers didn't want, paru didn't want. V'osu ha-bechoros milchoma im avoseyim v'hargu meyem harbi. So the bechoros waged war against their fathers, and many of them were killed. V'zehu shekosav, and that's what it means when the pasuk says, l'makem mitzrayim b'vchoreihem. Not only the simple way we always understand it, that the bechorim of Mitzrayim were killed, but there was a makah of the Mitzrim from the bechorim. The bechorim killed out a lot of the Mitzrim, and that is the reason that Tosos in Shabbos brings down. So I'd like to see now note number 4, who discusses the question we asked before, that if the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos, why don't we celebrate the 10th of Nisan? So says note number 4, Hatam shelo kavu es zecher hanes biyom hachodesh. The reason why they didn't establish the commemoration of the Nes on the day of the month, Kafisha nikbu muadim dera klal, that's normally how the muadim are established. So Kosava Lavush, the Lavush writes, Mipnei shahaneis bo al yidei shmirah Shabbos. This miracle came about through the keeping of Shabbos. Shemipnei sheyodu haMitzrim, because the Mitzrim knew shehoyu Yisrael shomer es haShabbos in Mitzrayim. They knew the Jews kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. So hoyu tumeim al kach shehoyu Yisrael metaplum bali chayim beShabbos. So that's what piqued their interest. What's going on over here? You're not allowed to touch animals. Animals are mukta on Shabbos. Why are the Jews who normally stay away from mukta dealing with the animals on Shabbos? V'lochein shalom lama zelochem, and that's why they asked their question, what are you doing? That is what the Levush says. So since it was Shabbos that piqued their interest and led to the whole Nes, so therefore we commemorate on Shabbos the day of the week, not the day of the month. V'aprisha kosov shahayu amitzim tumeyim ala kesha sh'asa Yisrael b'Shabbos b'shosh shakoshu asaseh. So the Prisha says, similar to the Levush, that it's also that it was brought about through Shabbos, but not because of touching the animals or moving the animals, rather because of tying the animals to the bedposts. Shelo yadu haMitzrim sheyesh chiluk ben kesher shel kayama lekesher sheinu shel kayama. The Mitzrim did not know that there's a chiluk between a permanent knot and a non-permanent knot, and therefore they made a mistake, but also that's why they asked their question. Tam acher kosu habach v'ataz, another reason brought down by the Bach and the Taz is sheb'yud nisan. On that day when the miracle happened of Shabbos HaGadol, Milvad HaNeish Shehoya B'Mitzrayim, besides this miracle that we've been discussing that happened in Mitzrayim, Gam Nikba HaYarden L'Fnei B'nei Yisrael. That's also the day that another great miracle happened, the Yarden split for B'nei Yisrael to walk through. V'imhoyu Kovim Ezecher HaNeish Shehoya B'Mitzrayim L'Yibachodesh. If they would have set up the commemoration of the Neis that happened in Mitzrayim on the day of the month, Hayu Svurim Sheyom Zen Nikru Gadol Al Shem HaNeish Nasa B'Yarden. It would have been overshadowed by the Neis of the Yarden. People would have thought it was because of that. Lochein kavuhu b'Shabbos, shekein ha-yardin lo nik b'Shabbos. Therefore, they chose the day of the week, which was different than when the Yardin split. One more reason, the Magen Avraham. He writes, she'efshar shemipnei she'biyud b'nisan kavu tainus al-ptiras Miriam. Yud Nisan is the day that Miriam passed away, and that was established as a day of fasting, like the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, lefikach, therefore, lo kavu as zecher ha-neis b'yom ha-chodesh, therefore, they did not establish for Doros the zecher of the neis on the day of the month. That concludes Simen Tov Lamed, and now we begin B'digas Chametz, Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, Zman B'digas Chametz. Says the Mechaberins of Aleph, B'tchilas Lel Yudalet B'nisan, in the beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, Botkin as a chametz leor haner b'chorinu b'zokin. We check for chametz by the light of a candle in all the nooks and crannies, all the holes. B'chol ha-mekomo shederach l'achnech shem chametz, in all the places where it's normal to bring in chametz. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph, B'tchilas Lel Pirish. Tekef achar yitzias ha-kochavim, immediately after Tzeis HaGochavim, Sheyesh Adayin Ktzas Ne'or Hayom, where there's still a little bit of light of the day that's left over, Roi Lahasler Livdok, it is fitting to start checking, Kedei Shelo Yisrashel, so a person shouldn't become negligent, O Shel Yishkach, or you shouldn't forget, so you want to chap right and do the mitzvah right away, B'tchilas Halayla. Sifkotan Beis, very well-known Mishnevura over here, very important Mishnevura, Botkin, so Zakta Mishnevura, besides B'digas Chametz, V'gam Tzorech Levatel Oz Es HaChametz. As we know, besides doing B'digas Chametz, we also do Bitl, we nullify the Chametz. Kidl L'Kamon B'Simen Tof Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, like we'll see later in Tof Lamed Aleph. U'mina Torah B'Echad Mehen Sagi. Mida Raisa, one of them is enough. D'Kishem Mevatlo B'Libo Mafkiru. If a person does bittel and he's mevatel in his heart, he makes it hefker, shuv eino shalo, the chametz is no longer his, the eino over a love, and he's no longer going to be over the avera. The kol sheken kishabotko, certainly if he checks it, umechapes achrav, and he searches after the chametz, umevaro min ha'olam, and he destroys it from the world. So really, either or, if you mevatel it, it's not yours, so you're not over, and if you check it and get rid of it, you don't have it, so you're not over, so why are you doing both? Ella, shechazal hechmiru, Chazal was machmir, delo sagi be'echad mehem. It's not enough to do one of them. Ela b'shneim davka, you must do both. You must do bedika, and you must do bittel. Lefi shechoshashu, because they were concerned. Achar shabittel talui b'machshavtan shel b'nei odam u'b'dei oseihem. Since bittel is really talui in your machshava, and everyone has their own thoughts, So ulai yera be'enei ha'adam, maybe it will be bad in the eyes of a person, she'yesh lo chametz ba'ad kama alafim lahafkir. Maybe a person has thousands of dollars worth of whiskey or chametz, and it's not so easy to really be mafkir it. The afsha b'piv yomar shia bottle the hefker v'choshev kafra, and even though with his mouth he'll say the proper language, he'll say it's bottle, he'll say it's hefker, he'll say it's like dirt, but l'maisa mikomokom libo lo ken yachsho, but he's not really thinking that in his heart. V'lo yivat lenu b'leiv shalim, and it will not be a proper bittel with a full heart. V'harehu over b'bal yeirah, and that's going to be over the yisad araisa. A bal yevro, because now he has chametz in his heart. Sharei lo hotzi mi, he has chametz in his house. Sharei lo hotzi mi beis, so he didn't take out the chametz from his house. So that's one reason why bittul is not enough. Bittul is totally on your heart, not only on the words you're saying. So if you don't really mean it, and it's hard to really mean that it's hefker if you have thousands of dollars worth of stuff, and therefore they didn't want to rely on bittul alone. The ode, another reason they didn't want to rely on bittul alone. Shema mitol sheregilim bo kol hashana. Since you're so used to having chametz the whole year, im yia bebeso, if you're mevatel it and you keep it in your house, urishuso, so gazrina sheishkach v'yavolecho, poshet, they were concerned that you might forget that it's Pesach and you'll come to eat it. So you could mevatel all you want, even if you mean it 100%, l'maisa, if you have that box of cereal there, you eat it every morning after davening, you're gonna go right back to your box of cereal, v'lochein tiknu chazal. Therefore, chazal was mesakim, she'af al pi she'mevatel osagi. Even if you do bittul, that's not enough. Ela tzorich livdok ulevaro min ha'olam. Rather, you have to check and destroy it from the world. So just do that. Just check and destroy it from the world. Why are we wasting our time with bittul also? Sakta mishavura, umikom makom tzorich levatel gamkein. But just checking and destroying from the world is not enough. You also have to do bittul. Kashema lo yivdok yofa. Because maybe you won't check properly. V'yimtza chametz v'pesach v'yavar lov. And you'll find chametz on Pesach and you'll be over. So therefore, to cover all our bases, we do both. We check, we get rid of the chametz, just in case the bittul is not proper in our minds, and so we shouldn't find it. But in case we didn't get rid of everything, so we also throw in a bittul, and therefore the chacham said, you have to do both bedika, and you have to do bittul. Sivkotan gimel. We said that bedikas chametz has to be l'or haner. Says the Mishabura, mipnei shetzarech livdok b'chorinu b'stokin. Because you have to check in the little cracks, v'or hayom lo yoel hazeh, and the light of the day is not going to help to see into the little corners. V'keivan shetzarech shetia l'or haner, and since you have to see in the little cracks, therefore you need an or haner, kiva'uha b'layla. Therefore they establish b'digas chametz at night, mipnei sha'oz oro mavik yoser mibayom afilu b'mokam ha'ofel. Because a candle gives off more light in the little corners than a regular day light that's coming, and therefore they establish it has to be at night. That's where the candlelight's going to be much stronger. Also, the nighttime is when people are at home, so they have to choose between day and night. Better do it when people are home. One more mishavura, then we'll see a very, very important note. Sivkatan dalid. We said in the Mechaber, you have to check all the places where it's the derech to bring in chametz. It's not only in the places where it's the derech to bring in chametz. Even if it's not the derech to bring chametz in there, even in a place where you use sometimes chametz over there, so we're concerned that maybe you brought in chametz, you didn't realize it. So it's lav dafka places where you normally bring in chametz, you just wouldn't have to check a place where you don't bring in chametz, but a place where you bring in sometimes, you certainly would need to check. Now I'd like to see note number 6, which happens to be in the back of the sefer on page 3. And note number 6 discusses using flashlights for bedikas chametz. So clearly we see that you're supposed to use the Or HaNer. That's how it's brought down in the Gemara. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So Zuck, note number 6 on page 3 on the top. Ule'inyan bedikas chametz l'or panas chashmali. In terms of doing bedikas chametz with an electric flashlight. So das agonra v'yashiv shemutr livdok l'oro. You're allowed to check by the light of a flashlight. Im hudak umeir b'chorim b'stokim ve'enu mesanver. If it's a good light that will get into the corners and it won't be blinding, so then you can use a flashlight, says Rabbi Yashiv. V'chein das hagon Rav Aaron Cutler v'hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now in that little brackets, he writes, that's brought down in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos from Rav Shimon Eider in English. He brings down from Rav Moshe. U'b'shem hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein kosov sham sha'odif miner. So Shimon Eider quotes from Moshe Feinstein that say not only is it okay to use a flashlight, like Rabbi Yashu and Rabbi Cutler say, but Rabbi Moshe says it's actually preferred to use a flashlight. Really, lechatchila, you should not use a flashlight. Vilishanos mehaoven bo tiknu chazal. Chazal masakin with a candle. Zakar shalmazalma, don't change it and use a flashlight instead. Ach, however, in eino yochol livdok leor haner, if you're not able to check by the or haner, so yivdok leor panas, then you can use the flashlight. Vichain das agon revozner, shim eino yochol livdok bener. Kigon b'mokum shechoshesh lidleika, you're worried about a fire, so yochol lidok b'panas, then you could use the flashlight. Then they bring Rav Nissen Karel, it says that Yibadafka shouldn't use the flashlight, but I'd like to read the next paragraph. Uleinyan kibui or hachashmal b'cheder shabodek. When you are checking with your candle or with your flashlight, should you close the overhead lights and make it dark in the room? So writes the Shalom Shiva Shevet Alevi, sha'odif l'hashiro doluk. It's better to leave the lights on in misayeyo hu lebedika. If it helps you with the bedika, the light should remain on. V'chein das hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein, hagon Rav Yashiv, and hagon Rav Nissen Karelitz. V'chein nogu achazonish v'astaipler. So it seems like all they don't bring anyone who does otherwise, but they seem to bring down that all the poskim say that even if you're checking in a room and you have overhead lights, that if it could help you, leave the light on. Most cases it does help you. Could be when you're looking in one corner, the light off helps you to see better with the flashlight or the candle, but in general, if the light's on, you're able to do a better bdika, and they all say that if you're able to check better with the lights on, you should in fact leave the lights on. We'll stop here, and we'll go right to Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.